Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, June 29th, and I am reading from the New International Version. I'm actually traveling today. I'm on my way back from a trip with my aunts and my girl cousins, and so I would covet your prayers for safe travel. And thank you for listening along with me today. It's amazing to think that even though I have recorded this on Saturday before I left, that God in His providence knows what we need to hear today from His Word. And as we start a new book today, the book of 1 Corinthians, you know what I'm going to say. Go to the Bible Project video and just be reminded of the book of 1 Corinthians and what is going on there. Today we will read verses 1 through 25. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be His holy people, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God for you because of His grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in Him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge. God thus confirming our testimony about Christ among you. Therefore you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there will be no divisions among you, but that you will be perfectly united in mind and thought. My brothers and sisters, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this: one of you says, I follow Paul, another, I follow Apollos, another, I follow Cephas, still another, I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I did not baptize any of you except Crispus and Gaius, so no one can say that you were baptized in my name. Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not remember if I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom and eloquence, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise person? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know Him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand signs, and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. And now let us turn to the Psalms as we do every day, and today we will read Psalm 44. For the director of music, of the sons of Korah, a Maskil. We have heard it with our ears, O God. Our ancestors have told us what you did in their days, in days long ago. With your hand you drove out the nations and planted our ancestors. You crushed the peoples and made our ancestors flourish. It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. You are my king and my God, who decrees victories for Jacob. Through you we push back our enemies. Through your name we trample our foes. I put no trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory. But you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In God we make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever. But now you have rejected and humbled us. You no longer go out with our armies. You made us retreat before the enemy, and our adversaries have plundered us. You gave us up to be devoured like sheep, and have scattered us among the nations. You sold your people for a pittance, gaining nothing from their sale. You have made us a reproach to our neighbors, the scorn and derision of those around us. You have made us a byword among the nations. The people shake their heads at us. I live in disgrace all day long, and my face is covered with shame at the taunts of those who reproach and revile me because of the enemy who is bent on revenge. All this came upon us, though we had not forgotten you. We had not been false to your covenant. Our hearts had not turned back. Our feet had not strayed from your path. But you crushed us and made us a haunt for jackals. You covered us over with deep darkness. If we had forgotten the name of our God or spread out our hands to a foreign God, would not God have discovered it, since he knows the secrets of the heart? Yet for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Awake, Lord! Why do you sleep? Rouse yourself. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our misery and oppression? We are brought down to the dust. Our bodies cling to the ground. Rise up and help us. Rescue us because of your unfailing love. Before we move on to the book of Ecclesiastes, I just want to bring to mind 2 points from this psalm. The first one is that the Lord is responsible for the victory. It was not by the sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you love them. And we just want to thank the Lord in these moments for his victory in our lives and in the lives of those around us. And we pray, Lord, that you would bring victory. And then the second thing that I wanted to mention was that I kept remembering Job as I was reading this psalm. The idea that the psalmist brings up that you, Lord, have made us a reproach to our neighbors. Remember that all of Job's relatives really gave him a hard time, that he was living in disgrace. Verse 15, I live in disgrace all day long. My face is covered with shame. Remember the sores that he have, and that he felt utterly forgotten by the Lord. And he struggles like the psalmist does in verse 20. If we have forgotten the name of our God or spread out our hands to a foreign God, would not God have discovered it? This idea that he was righteous and yet he was afflicted. And so he asks in verse 23 for the Lord to awake. But then in verse 26, it always comes back to praise. Rise up and help us, rescue us, because of your unfailing love. And so that's where we want to fix our attention, is that God loves us. And although we cannot understand the affliction we are going through, we can be sure of the fact of his never ending, never giving up, always for our good kind of love. Okay, let's move on now to Ecclesiastes. And in Ecclesiastes, we are reading chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. The title in my Bible says, Pleasures Are Meaningless. I said to myself, come now, I will test you with pleasure to find out what is good. But that also proved to me meaningless. Laughter, I said, is madness. And what does pleasure accomplish? I tried cheering myself with wine and embracing folly, my mind still guiding me with wisdom. I wanted to see what was good for people to do under the heavens during the few days of their lives. I undertook great projects. I built houses for myself and planted vineyards. I made gardens and parks and planted all kinds of fruit trees in them. I made reservoirs to water groves of flourishing trees. I bought male and female slaves and had other slaves who were born in my house. I also owned more herds and flocks than anyone in Jerusalem before me. I amassed silver and gold for myself, and the treasure of kings and provinces. I acquired male and female singers, and a harem as well, the delights of a man's heart. I became greater by far than anyone in Jerusalem before me. In all this, my wisdom stayed with me. I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. I refused my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my labor, and this was the reward for all my toil. Yet, when I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun. Thank you for listening as we read God's Word together. As we end, I would just like to use some of the verbiage from 1 Corinthians as a prayer for us. Father, we thank you that we are sanctified. We are made holy in Christ Jesus, and we are called to be your people. We thank you, Lord, for the grace and the peace that you give us, the mercy and the forgiveness that you offer us. We thank you, God, that because of your grace, we have been enriched in every way, that you give us speech, that you give us knowledge, and you give us spiritual gifts so that by grace we can impart these gifts to those around us. I pray, Lord, that you would give us a sense of unity in our church, and we would be perfectly united in mind and in thought. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.